Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Take a moment, hand over your heart, feet on the floor, breathing in the truth. I know who I play for. Today, let's talk about setbacks, detours, and all those no's we didn't want but ended up needing. What if every closed door is source guiding you to a new and better path? So let's ground ourselves in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Sometimes the no isn't rejection. It's redirection. It's protection. It's a setup for something greater that you imagined. Let me get real with you for a moment. Back when I ran my interview series on YouTube, Amplify Your Expertise, I would always end with the same question. Tell me something that felt like a failure at the time, but ended up being a blessing. And every single guest had an answer. If you'd asked me, my answer would have been my home health company. When I closed that business, it felt like a defeat. I didn't want to fight the regulators' constant scrutiny anymore or face another financial battle. And looking back, I realized I could have just gotten a line of credit and had somebody else run it. But at the time, I just wanted out. Entrepreneurship was supposed to be freedom, but I was exhausted. After I shut the doors, I laid on my daughter's couch for 3 weeks, pissed at the world, grieving, angry, and lost. There was nothing in those 3 weeks that felt like a blessing. But now, I have zero regrets. I love my life. I love the businesses I've created. I often quote Michael Beckwith, "Pain pushes until passion pulls." That was me. My thought leadership work was starting to call me out into the world. I was getting booked for speaking engagements, but the juggle was real. Choosing between being home in Delaware or flying across the country to pour into audiences. I never forget the day of a surprise regulatory inspection. Scheduled for the exact day I was supposed to catch a flight for a speaking gig. It felt personal. I felt like the regulators were watching my social media and picked that moment to come. At the time, all I could feel was loss and frustration. But now, I see every single moment, every no, every closed door, every stretch of pain and confusion was setting me up for a time such as this. The blessing didn't look like a blessing right away, but Source was orchestrating something far greater than I could see. Everything I lived through became the foundation for my next season of purpose, passion, and prosperity. So if you're having your couch moment, feeling like nothing good could come back from this setback, give yourself permission to feel it all. But then hold on, because the story isn't over and the blessing is still unfolding. Remember, in always, always, I know who I play for. So let's ground this story, and maybe your story too, in the wisdom of Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It's easy to say all things work for good when life feels good. But can you trust it when you're on your daughter's couch 3 weeks into what feels like failure, anger, or loss? That's the real test. Looking back, I can see how every hard moment, every no, every detour, every fight I didn't want to fight was source aligning things for my good. Closing my home health company didn't just free me from battles I was tired of fighting. It made space for a new calling, my thought leadership, my speaking, my real legacy. Even the timing I couldn't control. The surprise inspection the day I was supposed to fly out reminded me that what feels like a disruption may actually be redirection. I couldn't see the blessing from the couch, but now I see how all things really did work together, not just for my survival, but for my growth and joy. The promise of Romans 8:28 is not that everything will feel good in the moment. It's that if you stay open, if you stay connected to source, even your setbacks will become setups for your highest purpose. So if you're in the middle of your own no, remember, it may not look or feel like a blessing right now, but source is working all things together, often behind the scenes, for your good, your evolution, and your true calling. And always, I know who I play for. Let's take this deeper, because setbacks and closed doors aren't just random, and they aren't just biblical lessons. They're metaphysical invitations to new realities. Florence Scovel Shinn says, every apparent failure is a step towards your heart's desires. When one door shuts, another door opens. When I closed my home health company and found myself on my daughter's couch, nothing about it felt like stepping forward. But metaphysically, every no in my life has eventually revealed itself as a pivot, an opening to something bigger, even when I couldn't see it. Reverend Michael Beckwith reminds us, pain pushes until vision pulls. That couch session was my pain pushing me, making me uncomfortable enough to let go of an old identity. It set me up for passion for the real vision source had for me. Every time I thought of when things were conflicting between my home health company and my thought leadership and what was growing from me, I now know that whole scenario was pain pushes until vision pulls. It set me up for my passion, for the real vision source had for me. It's not about forcing yourself to be grateful for pain while you're in it. It's about trusting that your discomfort is calling you to your next level, to greater service, and to more authentic expression. Neville Goddard teaches, the end is always in the beginning. He believed that every experience, even the painful ones, plant the seeds of new reality. The breakdown carries within it the blueprint for your breakthrough. When my home health business closed, I didn't know it, but the blueprint for my next business, my thought leadership, my speaking, my prosperity was quietly being formed. Here's the truth. Setbacks aren't just interruptions. They're signals. No is never the end. It's an energetic reroute. Every detour, every disappointment, every season on the couch is source, your higher self, your subconscious, inviting you to reimagine, to recreate, to step into the next chapter. When you can accept this, even if you don't like it, you unlock the blessing buried in the setback. The key isn't to rush the process or slap a smile on your pain, but to listen, trust, and allow what's next to emerge. So if you're facing a closed door, pause and ask, what vision might be trying to pull me forward? What seeds might be taking root beneath the surface of the snow? Metaphysics reminds us, your current circumstance is never the end of the story. Your willingness to let go, to listen, and to trust in something greater, that's what transforms the pain into your platform. And always, I know who I play for. So let's slow down and really reflect, because moving through a setback or a closed door is a process, not just a moment. So first, I want you to learn to honor the experience. Where in your life or business have you recently faced a no, a loss, or a door slammed shut? How did it feel in your body, in your spirit? Was it anger, sadness, relief, confusion? Name it honestly, because you are allowed to feel it all. And when you're honest with yourself about feeling it first, then it can begin to release. Most people stay stuck in the pain because they try to hurry up the step. They try to skip this step. So admit it. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm hurt. But just, you're only going to be here for a while. Next, look for the hidden blessing. Looking back at past setbacks, can you find one that turned out to be a blessing, maybe in disguise and maybe not right away? How did that closed door redirect you or prepare you for something greater? I want you to remember, pain pushes, vision pulls. Are you in a season right now where pain or discomfort is pushing you out of an old situation? What new vision or desire might be trying to pull you forward, even if you can't see it yet? Can you imagine for just a moment that your current no is actually a seed, a blueprint for something greater? What if the end is already in your new beginning, as Neville Goddard says? If you trusted that source, the universe, your higher self was rerouting you, would you do it differently? Would you rest? Would you let go? Would you get curious? Would you take a different action? Next, I want you to affirm your trust. Write, say out loud, or meditate on these affirmations. I trust that every closed door is redirection, not rejection. Setbacks are seeds for my next breakthrough. Even when I don't understand, I trust sources working for my good. Pain may push me, but vision is pulling me forward. I know who I play for, and I trust the new path unfolding. Now let's, you know, visualize the new blessing. You close your eyes and picture your life as a book with a happy ending. See the door closing behind you and a brighter, bigger door opening just ahead. And now let's really get into this. So let's anchor this and activate it inside of you. So take a deep breath in and out. Wherever you are, close your eyes if you're able. Rest your hands gently in your lap or over your heart. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, release the weight of old disappointment or regret. Imagine yourself standing in a hallway lined with doors. Some are open, some are closed. You walk up to the door you hoped you would open, but it's locked. You feel the sting of no, but instead of turning back, you pause. You breathe, you remember, every no is a reroute, not a rejection. You turn around and see another door opening just ahead, filled with light, new opportunity, and unexpected blessings. Let's affirm these new beliefs together. I'll speak each one, repeat after me, or let them echo in your mind. I bless every closed door, knowing it leads me to something greater. Setbacks are not the end of my story. They are a turning point. I am open to redirection, guidance, and new opportunities from Source. I trust that pain is pushing me towards the passion and purpose meant for me. Every no prepares me for a bigger yes. The seeds of my breakthrough are already being planted. I am willing to let go of what isn't aligned to make space for what is. I trust the wisdom and timing of my journey. I know who I play for, and I walk forward with courage and hope. Now, picture yourself taking a step through that open door ahead. Feel relief, curiosity, and a quiet sense of what's next. Let gratitude rise up in you, not because everything is perfect, but because you are willing to trust, to move forward, and to allow Source to surprise you. Take a few more deep breaths. Imagine light filling your path, your heart, your mind. Remember, when you encounter a no in your life, come back to this place. Remember that sometimes what looks like an ending is just the start of a brand new chapter. Setbacks, no's, and closed doors are a part of every story, including yours. You're not failing. You're being redirected, refined, and prepared for something you may not even be able to see yet. Remember, even if you find yourself on the couch, angry or uncertain, that it is not the end of your story. Sometimes the best blessing take their time to reveal themselves. Sometimes a no from the world is a yes from Source, from something new, bigger, and more authentic to your purpose. If today's episode helped you see your detours differently, I'd love for you to join our community at happyhealthywholerich.com. Download your affirmation, share your journey, and surround yourself with people who celebrate every closed door as the start of a new chapter. So, if you're facing a setback, hear me. Don't give up. Don't curse the door that closed. Bless it, release it, and walk forward into what's next. Your path is still unfolding, and your greatest yes may be just ahead. Let's say it together. I know who I play for. Stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. See you the next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole.